Well, I have none other than a Miss Vicky Winans on the line with me, who's going to be coming out here live in concert with Dr. Sean Smith for Pastor Michael and Betty Harris, First Lady Betty Harris, September 27th for the, of course, 30-year celebration of Lifeline of America. Hello, Miss Winans. How are you?
What's up, Debbie? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am so blessed.
Yes, I'm you blessed. Are. And we miss you. I want you to know we truly, truly miss you in Denver, because the last time I hosted a show with you was with Bishop Porter, which was, it must have been about 2014 or something. Do you remember that? When you came out here, and then you also
don't
were with.
Make me remember, please.
Yeah. Can I take you back that far? And then Bishop Leonard.
I'm just old. It's hard to remember what I did yesterday.
I know, but you did. We are so excited, though, to have you back out here on September 27th. So
I can't wait to come. Dr. Sean is, that's my buddy. We've done several shows together, and he just keeps calling, and I just keep going.
Praise God.
To come out there to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Pastor Mike and Lady Betty Harris is just going to be a treat.
Yes.
First of all, we're going to have a ball. Let's just get that out the way.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have a time. Yeah, girl, I don't even want to do no concerts or nothing else without having a good old time and worshiping. We're going to laugh a little bit. We're going to cry a little bit, maybe. We're going to worship him, and we're going to dance.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Yes. So because I haven't talked to you in so long, I want you to tell my audience, what all are you doing these days? I mean, you're just performing all over, and just give us a little background of what you're doing and when you're available to do even more.
Okay, first of all, do you know how old I am?
Yeah, I do.
I think people forget. Girl, I'm on the books for 3 shows a week. I'm still the same. I'm doing the same since 1985.
Literally,
I've been out here for 40 years?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
God is keeping
like
you.
People are, yes. But thank God for still being relevant. And people still, that they just love you, they're loving on you. And then I go out there and I give them my all. I really do. And people appreciated that from way back then. And I'm getting calls, recalls, just going back. And then I, like you say, I'm coming back there. And it's a blessing to do what I do. I love what I do. And it's a blessing. It really is, Deborah.
Yes. So tell me, do you plan at any time to do any more recordings?
Yes, I am. I talked to my nephew, Tim Bowman Jr., just yesterday. I have the songs. It's just I need 2 of me. I'm doing so much.
Yes.
Until I need, like, and then I just got to get in the studio. It takes a lot to do. I'm going to do maybe 1, 2, I got about 3 songs prepared, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get in the studio. I just got to make time, because it takes time to put out something that's great. And I haven't put out a CD since 2009, and I still... The people just don't care. They just be like, I think it's because I add that little bit of comedy. Well, I already had, because that's just silly and crazy. But people want you to come and make them laugh, and they want you. So, I mean, I just,
that's just a part.
I'm gonna
that's a part
more music.
Yeah, but that's a part of your personality. Vicky is who Vicky is, and we love
so
Vicky
is.
For you being who you are. And I just
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. I mean, you have been, God has just, you know, blessed you, and you have graced, you know, people all over the world. And we just thank God for you. So we are definitely.
You're so welcome.
So tell me, I just want to ask this, because I know that Dr. Smith had even mentioned that you guys are doing this little play. So.
Right. Are we doing that there? Or is this a concert? This is a concert, right?
Yeah, this one, you're a concert. But this, I guess,
right.
The play is coming up. How did you get into acting and stuff? I didn't know that you were doing that.
I ain't doing no acting, girl. Trust me. Very, very, very. I don't have time to learn all them lines and all that. I will, you know, I'll come on stage and do a song in the middle of the play. that is relevant to the play.
Oh, okay.
But sending me a script, y'all, for a lead, my eyes will just go cross. I don't have time to learn. And see, and the thing about plays, they want you to, you know, I had to stop them because they want you to learn all of this stuff. And you only do two shows. I don't know. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can probably go better just off the hip. And you tell me what the scene is about and tell me what that. But the play that we're doing, I come in and I sing. And we've done three, I think, so far. I come in and I sing, and then at intermission, and then I come back and sing to open up the second act. Other than that, I can't learn all the lines. Yeah, I just fit myself into the. Yeah. So
well, Vicki, you got to do what you do, okay? And that's what you do is you sing. Yeah.
I've done plays, but I ain't calling myself no actress, girl. If I add something on, oh God, I will be 71. Me.
Bless your heart.
In October. Oh, my God, help me. But I'm just, and the thing about it, Deborah, I can't even retire. How do you retire out of this? You just can't. As long as people are calling for you, and I'm doing, and I'm like, that's what I'll be, me and you trying to get these times together. I don't know who was worse, me or you. However, you're just trying to get a simple interview.
Well, let me tell you something. Both of us is over that 70 mark. You know, God gives us 70 and everything else is grace. So, see, we riding on grace right now. So, that's all him. You know what I mean?
That's what I told my mama when she turned 70-something before. She died at 83. But when she turned 70-something, I said, Ma, how old are you? She said, I'm 75. I said, what? I said, Ma, God gave us 70. You on somebody else's minutes. She was so tickled. She said, girl, you is crazy. Always have been. This is what she told me. You know, my mama got 12 kids. She said, girl, you is crazy. Always have been crazy, and you always will be crazy.
That's a blessing.
I said, girl, you on somebody else's minutes, honey. And then she lived to be 83.
Praise God. Yeah, I know we all miss our mothers, you know. Praise God. We are looking forward to you coming out here to celebrate Pastor Mike and First Lady Betty Harris. That's September 27th at New Life Community Church, 17690 East Iliff Avenue in Aurora at 7 o'clock. We are celebrating 30 years with Miss Vicki Winans and, of course, Dr. Sean Smith. So, Vicki, my last question, what is it that you can tell my audience out here to continue to motivate them, either in their music industry or in whatever their ministry is, but to keep them focused, especially the young people?
Keep them focused. First of all, you got to get focused.
True.
Then you can keep them focused. A lot of these people first of all, the gospel music industry is just not the same anymore. It's hard. But back in my day, they pulled out a song, which was my first hit, was We Shall Behold Him. And when I tell you that song, first of all, the key was so high, I wound up saying it for 13 years. I said, okay, all righty then. But I persevered, and that's it. It's like it's a simple way. I want to do a class, and I want to travel and teach people how to become successful in the gospel music industry and beyond. Things are different. We don't have CDs. Everything is digital, streams. And you know, it's harder today for people. Everybody trying to get some kind of record. There's not a lot of record companies left. A lot of those closed down. So when I came in, it was much, I ain't going to say it was easier because at the time it was hard.
Yes.
But now I just am thankful that when I did come out, the perseverance, the tenaciousness, the fortitude, and the fact that I just refused to be boxed into a certain kind of music. They want to label you traditional. They want to label you contemporary. Ain't neither one of them in the Bible. So so what I decided to do is just sing. Hit.
Amen.
Just sing hit. And then once you sing hits, like, girl, I can't, as long as I got King Jesus, I can't even shoot that song.
No, you cannot. Now, that's the song right there. Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the babies. It's these little babies. I start singing in concert. I don't even be knowing they in the audience. I start singing as long as I got King Jesus. Baby, they hits the aisle. Can they be just a jumper? I don't get it. I think James Cleveland recorded it in 1941.
Yes. Yeah.
This is 2024. I recorded it in 1996, I believe.
Yeah.
And this is 2024. And I seen that on every single show. And I better, or I'm going to have to be dodging Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right. And we're looking forward for you to sing that here. Okay.
Oh,
when
I
you
will.
Come out here
I
on the 27th.
I ain't even trying it. I already done set the music. The music, they got my music. And the thing I'm trying to say is, when you do music, don't just do music that maybe you like. You have to put your finger on the pulse of what's going on so that the shelf life of your music will last. I mean, 2009, and then that song was out in 1996. For it to be so relevant these days, these young people, honey, they DJing it. They doing memes. They doing hustle. They done boiled it, fried it, stewed it, smothered it, and it still won't go nowhere. So I just keep on saying it.
Praise God. Well, you know, I could sit up here and talk to you all day, but I am going to talk to you on the 27th because I am hosting that show. So I will be there with you. So we got
to,
yes, it'll be a good time once again. God bless you. I love you. And thank you so much for riding on the gospel train with me.
Come on, girl. Who's driving?
Well, I am.
Jesus. It's you. Girl, wait a minute, hold on. I don't know if I'm ready to drive on the train. Would you drive? You drive?
Well, Jesus, wait a minute, huh? Come on now. Jesus is in the forefront. Now, he's guiding us, okay?
You okay, know what well, I mean? Somebody got to turn the key on. Do trains have keys? Wait, I can't. Wait a minute. Okay. Do trains, the locomotive, do you get in and turn on the keys like
you know, we are... We on automatic now. Everything's push
you know,
a button.
I can't even see myself. And please don't miss the train. You can't be run. I can't run nowhere. Girl, please.
I love you, baby.
I love riding on the train with you. This is beautiful.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, Deb. I love you, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.